Hello everyone, I'm Georgia Myland. Welcome back to my channel. So this video is about the Elgin Marbles. And in case you don't know, they are some relief sculptures dating back to ancient Athens, well before the birth of Jesus Christ. And they're currently in the British Museum. But some news articles have come out in the last few days suggesting that the British Museum might give them to Greece. Notably, they didn't say give them back to Greece, but give them to Greece. Because Greece wasn't politically united at the same time, all right, they all have their own language, different dialects. It's the Athenian one that people learn if they're learning ancient Greek. And they all have the same pantheon, unclear where Greece ended. The Macedonians, were they Greek or not? And that's why the modern country of North Macedonia has to call itself North Macedonia, not simply Macedonia, because the Hellenic Republic were worried if they called themselves Macedonia, they might claim the northernmost province of Greece. And Alexander of Macedon, some Greeks at the time said, oh, he's not really Greek, he's a barbarian from the north or whatever. Articles have come out suggesting that Sir Gideon Osborne, who's head of the British Museum, might give these marbles to Greece. Now, Sir Gideon, he goes by the alias George Osborne. He was Chancellor of the Exchequer in the Cameron administration, a Conservative MP. So he got elected to Parliament, became a father, and turned 30 all in the same month. He's currently married to Thea Rogers. I knew her at varsity, actually. So very, impressive, amiable young lady at the time. I mean, she's not that young anymore. There we are. Had a penchant for dating powerful men, much older than herself. Nothing wrong with that. It's a neutral observation. So the British Museum Act 1967 prevented the British Museum giving things away. And it's been a bugbear in British-Greek relations for a very long time. So when the Earl of Elgin, the British ambassador to the Sublime Porte, purchased them, Greece was part of the Ottoman Empire. So, well, it shouldn't have been part of the Ottoman Empire. It was occupied, blah, blah, blah. Well, whether that's true or not, nevertheless, it was. It was internationally recognized as part of the Ottoman Empire. I know the Greeks didn't want to be part of it. It was bad for them. Every empire has its credit and debit column. The Ottoman Empire, I have to say, has a very big debit column and almost nothing in the credit column. So if they were to be purchased, who would they be bought from? And they were bought from the Ottoman authorities who didn't value them because they were infidel heritage, not even Christian, pre-Christian, uses an ammunition dump, could have blown up. And the Greeks are sometimes rebelling, fighting for independence, which they eventually won. So the fact that Greece was under the Ottoman yoke was not the United Kingdom's fault. That had been going on since 1435, since the fall of Constantinople. And actually some of peninsula Greece had been conquered even earlier than that. Some of peninsula Greece too. So there it was a firman was the document saying that yes, you could buy them. And the originals have been lost. They don't even have a translation. They have a translation into Italian, bizarrely. So that's why it's dubious whether this is even granted. So the case for legal ownership, I know, is disputed. Now, sir, well, not sir, the late Christopher Hitchens, I read his book about the Elgin Marbles, and he was arguing for the restitution, as he would see, of the Elgin Marbles to Greece. But anyway, that British Museum Act was amended in 2022 when the Conservatives in office. The Charity Acts says that museums are entitled to give away artifacts if they feel they're morally obliged to do so. So there's no longer non-returnable. And Lord Elgin bought them in 1801 as personal property. He gifted them to the Britannic nation in 1816. So Greece would like them back. And it's not true that there's nothing British in the British Museum. It's actually the majority of artifacts there are British. I hadn't realized that, but they're Egyptian, they're from all over the world. Now, the Hellenic Republic is a successor state of ancient Greece, but there's far too much moralizing about this from Greece. It's not as though the Greeks never invaded anybody else. Have you heard of Alexander the Great getting to India? And as I said, supposedly wept when he felt there was no world left to conquer and obviously carrying off booty. Okay, to the victor of the spoils, that worked in those days, although the United Kingdom did not obtain these through conquest. Partly the United Kingdom has owned them for a long time, for over two centuries. Kept in a good state of repair and all the rest of it. Now, many of them were damaged at some point. All right, but Greece has some arguable case. We still would like there to be amity between Greece and the United Kingdom and Republic of Ireland. We got some artifacts from elsewhere in the world. I don't think the British Museum should have nothing from any other country. And sometimes these things were purchased, or they just weren't valued, and so forth. You know, the Ottoman era in Egypt, the Egyptians are very happy to sell old stones, which they didn't regard as precious as well. And because they were pre-Islamic, were sort of far from sacred, were profanities, really. So some sort of deal could be worked out to will be lent to Greece, but the trouble is, will Greece never give them back whatever documents they sign? I know Give Them Back has been a campaign going in Greece for over a decade. And when I think it was the Greek Prime Minister visited London a couple of years ago, he said something a trifle undiplomatic about the Elgin Marbles, and Rishi Sunak took umbrage at that, in a rather childish manner, refused to meet the president of a friendly NATO country and all the rest of it. But Sir Keir Starmer showed what a statesman he was, then leader of His Majesty's most loyal opposition, and had a meeting with the Prime Minister of Greece. I don't know if this topic was one of the things that they discussed. So these things came from the Parthenon, as in like the Virgin Temple on the Acropolis, the upper city in the center of Athens. So and they originally would have been colorful. Obviously the paint has faded away. Often wonder whether they should be painted again or something like that. So they're a marvelous part of Greece's patrimony. And obviously no Britain in ancient times, I mean Britain didn't exist as such, made these things. It was Greek craftsmen. I've also had the argument that people dwelling in Greece today are not the descendants of people who lived there at that time, that other people moved in and out. I mean, it's obviously very confusing. I don't think there has to be like DNA lineage to prove it was your ancestor who fashioned these things. What kind of agreement could be made out if they're not to be lent for a while, lend part of the collection, and then you don't get that? You have to give it back before you get the other part of the collection. Could be some money be paid to make sure they actually honor their side of the deal, something like that. There got to be some sort of a compromise with Greece. I've got to put myself in their position, you know. And so in Ireland, or look at the British Isles as a whole, supposing a lot of our really important artifacts ended up in another country, and there hadn't been a government of our own who had agreed to that, I might feel miffed about that and want these things back. So try to assuage their feelings, their sense of injustice, even if it's not entirely right. Now, people are worried about a precedent. If you gave away this, what about Egyptian artifacts from Nigeria or Pakistan or anywhere? And soon that there's not that much left, the Rosetta Stone and so forth. Well, I mean, more tourists from all over the world had a chance to see these things in the British Museum, which is free as well. So maybe that's a case for retaining as it is. I'm not sure why Gideon Osborne has somehow come around to think this is a good thing to do. So he really is a slime ball, a liar, a charlatan, just like his mate David Cameron in the North Kensington set, or the Chipping Norton set as well. Heir to a wallpaper fortune. Is also partly Irish, so he does artists no credit, I'm afraid. Well, what do you think about the Elgin Marbles? Answers in a postcard. So please donate on Patreon, subscribe on PayPal, other way around, sorry. And it's georgecallahan79@gmail.com. That's how you can find me on PayPal. Goodbye.